We still have one more daf of Agadato and advice from different Tanaim. Tomorrow, with Hashem, we will go start the Seder, perhaps what you've been waiting for in this parak. All the stuff about the Seder we will start tomorrow, bleed nether. But we are still holding by the Agadatos here. We're on Kuf Yud Beis on the Beis. We're about a bunch of lines up here. 10 lines up. Al Tetze Yechidi. We're 10 lines up. So, again, we've been talking about Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda had said, don't go out at night. The Tanya Lakonan Rabbisa, Lo Yetze Yechidi Balayla, Lo Balebi Revios, Lo Balebi Shabbazos. You should not go out on Tuesday night or Friday night. Bepreshe Agras or Igras Basmachlas, because there's a demon named Agras Basmachlas, a female demon. He Ushmona Esrei Ribo Shel Malachi Chavala Yotzin. She has 18,000, 180,000. Sorry, Ribo is 10,000, right? Shishim Ribo Yotzin Mitzrayim. That's what we're holding. But she has 180,000 angels of destruction. Malachi Chavala. They go out on those nights. V'chol Echad V'Echad Yesh Lo Rishus L'Chavala B'fnei Asmon. Each one on his own can cause damage. So obviously, not a good night to be out and about. Back in the day, they were always, every day they were hanging around. But Zimna Chadak, Paga, Rabbi Chanina, Ben Dosa, once they met Rabbi Chanina, Ben Dosa, Amrullah, she said to him, Ilav de Machrozen, Allah Barakia, they did not talk about you in Shemayim. His Yuru Bechanina was a Rosso, and they said, be careful of Bechanina and his Torah, Sakantich, I would have made danger for you, I would put you into danger. So Amrullah, Sir Bechanina, Ben Dosa said, ah, that's nice to hear. Ichashivne Barakia Gozer Ani Alayich Shelo Tavori BeYishuv Lo'olam. Well, if that's how they think of me up in Shemayim, so I am decreeing upon you that you should not ever hang out here in the world ever again. So Amar Lashi said to him, "Hey, come on, throw me a bone here. B'matuza minach shavagli rav chaporta. Give me a little room here to manifest and hang out." So shavaklos, he left her. Leili Shabbos was Leili Revios. So he gave her Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights. So what the Rashbam explains, is it the Rashbam over here? I guess not. I'm just trying to find it for a second. But the pshat is meaning Tuesday nights and Friday nights are the nights of the days that no one's going to travel. I don't see it here. I thought that's what it was. But either way, that's the night that nobody travels, right? Because back in the day, they used to go from the villages into the cities on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos to hear the Torah laning. Right? That's the beginning of Pesachos Megillah. At least, right? Not only there, but at the beginning of Pesachos Megillah talks about it. They used to go into the cities to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and they have to, etc. They give a whole dispensation for the villagers. Okay, so either way, but they said to travel Sunday night to get there on Monday. They had to go back Monday night, and they would travel Wednesday night to get there Thursday. They'd travel Thursday night to go home, and then obviously Friday night, no one's going anywhere because there's no travel on Friday night. And Motzei Shabbos, Pistama, they were going home for wherever they were for Shabbos. So it turns out that Tuesday night and Friday night is when nobody is really traveling. So I forget where I saw that shot, but I guess it must have been the Masifta somewhere. I don't see it here on the daf. Okay, either way, fine. Viter. Fine, so she gave him those two nights. Vesu chada zimna paga be'abaye, and then she met Abaye, maybe not right away, but eventually she bumped into Abaye at some point. Amrullah, she said, Ilav de machuze alech barakia, hezir ben achmeni b'saroso. If they didn't say in Shemayim, be careful of Nachmeni, which is right, that's what Rabbah called Abaye. Rabbah kind of raised Abaye, right, called him Nachmeni. In Shemayim they didn't say be careful of Nachmeni, leave him alone, and his Torah, sakantich, I would have put you in danger. Apparently she liked threatening people, right? So Amrullah, he said to her, you got him into trouble. Ichashiv nebarakia, right, gozroni alaychi shalot tavori b'yishuv l'olam. So he said, get out of here, so therefore I'm not even letting you come through on Tuesdays and Fridays. The Gemara says, Aka Chaziran de Avra, but apparently they do, right? But I don't know how they do, but they do. We see that they do still, these demons and angels, damaging angels, still do come to the world. Somebody they said, so honey, Gazaisu Ninhu, those are ones who are by a vineyard. The Shantu Susiav also Divrelu. Apparently their horses run away from them, they're coming to get the horses back. So apparently they're not here to damage, they're just running after their ride, right? Their horses got a little, excited and ran away. Okay. Amalei Rav the Ravasi. Rav said to Rav Asi, we're going to get a bunch of advice from Rabbanim here, from Tanaim, Amoraim. So Rav said to Rav Asi, Lo Tadri Rav Masa, Lo Tzanif Basuso, don't live in a city that doesn't have any horses, Velo Navach Bakalba, then a dog doesn't bark, right? Get, have some sort of populated, Rashbam says, right, that both of those help deter theft. Don't live in a city whose the mayor is a doctor, and unfortunately we've seen a little bit with that, right? If you put the doctors in charge, so then the only concern here is health, and not that health is not important, but the only concern, let's say, is physical health and, you know, corona, and there's nothing else in the world that is damaging people. Nothing mental, there are no mental issues, there's no other diseases, it's only corona, that's the only thing that is bothering everybody. So therefore, you know, put the doctors in charge, and they make all these rules that don't take into consideration any other aspects of life. The little tints of Tarte, don't marry two wives, because they'll always be fighting, they'll try to mess you over. But if you did marry two, marry a third, at least at some point, right? If two of them hate you and conspire against you, so the third one will hopefully kind of ruin it for them. All right, okay, fine. I'm the Rav the Rav Gahana. Hafoch benevelta v'lo tepoch b'mili. It's better for you to kind of rip apart and skin a dead animal than to change your words, than to kind of say over things that are false. Pashto nevelta b'shuka v'shakal agra. It's better for you to, again, skin a dead animal in the market and then take some money, right? Take some payment for your work. V'lo teima kahana ana v'gavar rabba ana. Don't say, I am kahana, I am a great person. Vesanya be milsi, and this is not appropriate for me, right? You shouldn't, no work should be beneath you, right? To make a proper parnasa. Salka le igra, if you go up to the roof, so sherusach behadach, take your food with you, right? Mea kari bimasa bezuza, tusi knafech nevu, right? Even if mea kari, if you get 100 kari, which is like a vegetable, in the town, is selling for a zuz, meaning even if food is very cheap, so still tute knafech nehevu, still you should keep your food in your knafech, in your corners, your food, right? Jews, Baruch Hashem, are very good at always taking food wherever they go. Amalei Rav Lechia Brei, Rav said to Chia's son, Al Tishti Sama, don't get involved with drugs, right? See, this was again, it's not talking about, you know, like cocaine, but it means like don't take anything unnecessary, right? If you don't have to. Again, if you can deal with it in another manner. V'lo tishvar nigra, don't jump over a river. V'lo ta'akar kaka, don't take out a tooth. If you don't need to, V'lo tikane b'chaviya, don't mess with a snake. V'lo tikane b'arama, and also don't mess with an Aramean, with a guy. Tan rabbanu v'lodin rabbeisa, shlosha ein mitkanin b'hem v'eloheim. Three, we should not kind of mess with any of these following three things. Nachri katan, nachash katan, v'talmud katan, a small goy, a child is a goy, a small snake, and a small talmud. The Gemara says, "My time, why is that?" Because the malchutaihu achure odnaihu kai, which basically means that they will get older, and if you mess with them now, they may remember it down the road, and they may get you back. Okay. Amar le Rav Ivu Bray, Rav said to Ivu, his son, tarchi b'cha b'shmaitzu v'lo mishtai milsa. I've tried to teach you learning, but as we haven't been matzliach, so ta agmarach mili de alma. So let me go teach you a trade. Let me teach you how business works. Right? Apparently, right? You tried to teach him, it didn't work out. Okay, it doesn't always work out for everybody. Well, you still have the sand on your karech, on your legs, right? So zvinach zavin, sell it right away. Meaning, once you have stuff once you have the merchandise, right, make sure you sell it as quickly as possible, right? You want, obviously, to turn over merchandise as quick as possible so it doesn't go to spoil. Kol mili zavin techrat, anything, theoretically, you could sell and feel bad about, right? If prices go up, a bar, except for mechamra, except for wine, demizavin vil techari, because you should sell it as soon as you can, don't feel bad, because back then, obviously, you know, we have wine that's aged many years, but back then, there was a real threat of wine turning into vinegar, right? So you could lose all of your stuff. So it's good that you sell it right away. Even if the prices go up, don't feel too bad. Shari kiseich pesach sakech. Take the money and then open your sack, which means that before you give the produce, before you give the items, the merch that you just sold, make sure you get the payment for it. Kaba me'arav lokura me'igra. It's better to get a kav, which is a smaller amount, from the ground, than a kor, which is a much bigger amount, from the roof. Meaning, make sure you keep your as the phrase goes, keep your profits rooted. Meaning, it's better to take a smaller benefit now than a potential bigger windfall down the road, because you know obviously that's much more risky. Tamra v'chaluzach lebeis sudna right. And if you have dates, so then run to the beis sudna, run to the the brewer, the person who's going to make beer. Again, as I mentioned, as we mentioned before, right, the beer back then was mostly made out of dates. Okay, so meaning when you have dates, right? We said also in the Masechta that dates are very succulent. People eat dates, so meaning if you have a lot of produce to make beer with, and therefore make your parnasa, so make sure you run in and turn it into beer before other people, right, before people eat up your dates, and then obviously you're not going to have anything to make parnasa with. Vad kama, and how much are we talking here? About rama rava atfasa saw, right? Even for three saw, right? Even a small amount, right? Make sure nobody eats your dates before you can turn it into beer. Amar of Papa, Papa says, "Ilo deramai shichra lo iatri." If I had not made beer, I would not become rich. Meaning that was his profession. Right? Rav Papa apparently sold beer, and he did well. Baruch Hashem. Ikidami. Some people say, "Amar of Chizda, ilo deramai shichra lo izari." Maybe people say it was Rav Chizda, not Rav Papa. My sudna. What does it mean? What is this whole name? They call a person who brews beer a sudna. What is that? Amar Rav Chizda sod not. It's a secret, right? A beautiful secret. And it's a chesed, meaning the person. Baruch Rashi said, is that the Rashbam? Yeah, it's Rashi, I think. Right. So if you look at Rashi, right, the Rashbam is on the bottom. Rashi says sod not. It's a tova sharein. It's asherin heimena. Right. It's a good advice to become a brewer because you become wealthy. And gemilas chasadim, what does that mean? Yochol aseis matana laniim lasut tzedakah v'chesed. Apparently, you don't need to spend so much money on the upkeep of that business. Right? It affords you the ability to be rich and do a lot of chesed. It's not like you have your money tied up in all this property, right? You're making beer and making a good living, and you have money available to do chesed with. Okay, fine. Amra Papa says, "Call Agav Gvia Boy. Anything that is has a bill is going to end up be collected upon. Always make sure to keep your receipts, right? Call Ashrai. This is a word that we use nowadays, right? Kartzis Ashrai is a credit card. Call Ashrai. Suffik Asi, Suffik Lo Asi. Anything time you sell something on credit, so you may not get it, or you may get it, you may not get it. The payments, I'm saying. Udasi Malas Raus Ninu. And even if they come, sometimes they're bad money, right? Sometimes it could be, it'll be paid off in small increments. Back then, they had right, their coinage was not as good as ours, right? You may get some bad coins in there if it's on credit and you're getting paid off slowly. Okay. Shlosha Dvarim Amar Rabbi Yochanan Misham Amshe Yushalayim Kishaata Yotzi Lamochama Al Tetzi Berishona Al Tetzi Bachorona. The first thing Rabbi Yochanan said, the name of people in Yushalayim, when you go out to war, don't go out first. You should rather go out last. Kadesh Tikanis Berishona. So that if you have to run away, right, you can be the first to run back. Now, obviously, that's seems to be more than what's going on here, because you know the soldiers don't choose where they stand. Right, everybody would stand in the back if that was the case. But it must be that you should pick a part of the army, right, when you enlist. So pick up the part that's in the back. Right, that's more advisable. Okay. Like we said with Rabbi Akiva yesterday, two advices that we had yesterday: make your Shabbos a whole meal, and don't take tzedakah, but go into business with someone who is being matzliach. Shlosha Dvarim Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Anshe Yushalayim, again in the name of Anshe Yushalayim. First we had Rabbi Yochanan, now we have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Altara Beganos Mishum Maisa Shahaya. Don't hang out in gardens because of what happened. So Rashi explains, and Rashbam explained that what a gardens means in public because of what happened with David and Bathsheba, right? What Bathsheba was bathing outside, and David saw her from the rooftop. So Mustafa, right? It wasn't appropriate what she had done, and that obviously those tragic events happened with Uriah, etc., etc. Bitcha Bagra Shachar Avdecha V'Temla. If your daughter has become a Bogaris, back then that was already old in terms of Shiduchim, right? Today being a Shidduch crisis is nothing new, right? If a daughter has already become a Bogaris, it should not be married off, so then free your slave and let her marry him, because it's better, again, Tav L'Meitav Tandu V'Meitav Armelo, a woman would rather be married to someone who's, let's say, mediocre than not be married at all. Right, that's the Gemara in, what is that Gemara? Is it Gemara in Ksubis or Kiddushin? I always forget. But either way, So, right, again, if your woman's having trouble in Shiduchim, right, you can free your slave, right? He'll be a full-fledged Jew, and then you can give her to him. And be careful with your wife and your son-in-law, the first son-in-law, my time. Why would that be? Some Rav Chisda Amar, either Mishim Erva, and Rav Kana Amar, Mishim Mamon, either because there's some sort of weird attraction there, or because she's going to, you know, be so excited that her daughter married off, so she's going to spend all her money on the son-in-law. And the Gemara says, "Hava hava itnu," and both of them are legit, right? That could happen. Rachman al Islam, both of those issues come up. Am Rabbi Yochanan Shloshah min Nochle Ha'olam Haba Ve'elu Hein. Right? And these are the three people. They're not only three people. There are three types of people who will inherit Olam Haba, right? Obviously, Kol Yisrael Lishem Chelik Olam Haba doesn't mean these are the only three people, but there are three people who inherit Olam Haba. Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Hamagadol Banal Tam Torah, Baruch Hashem. Right? And Vamavdil Aliyayin V'Motzi Shabbosos, Baruch Hashem. So again, I think, at least I'm trying to do all three of those, not because of this Gemara, but I am still trying to do all three of those. What's the deal with the last one, though? That's, the first two makes a lot of sense. What's the last one? The Gemara already asked. My high, what is that? My he, what is this? What are you talking about? Make wine and use wine for Havdalah? So he says, no, but the Meshayer Mekidusha La Havdalah, because he leaves over wine from Kiddush for Havdalah. And it could be, meaning if you only have a little bit of wine, so you have a choice, right? You could leave it for Havdalah, and you can make, theoretically, you can make Kiddush on bread. Right, so make Kiddush on the Chal and leave over the wine for Havdalah. That way you have wine for that mitzvah. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says further, Shlosha Machriz Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machriz, he announces, right, every single day about these three people. I assume that's a good thing, right? Al Ravak Hadar B'krach V'inu Chote, someone who's unmarried, who lives in the city but does not sin. Val Ani HaMachzer Avida L'Ba'alea, and about a poor person who returns a lost object to his owner. Val Asher HaMis Asher Perusov, Hamaser Peruso Bitsima, a wealthy person who gives Meiser in private. And again, those three people, as you can imagine, are overcoming, right, natural inclinations. Right, someone who's single lives in a city. There's a lot of opportunity for arayos or inappropriate behavior. If a poor person to return a lost object, right, to its owner, right, that's obviously a poor person needs that money, but he gives the mitzvahs, the Shabbos Aveda. And a rich person who could seek out the honor of giving all the meiser and the tzedakah that he has, but he does it privately. Right, that's a big tzaddik as well. Rav Safra Rava Kadar Mekrachava. Rav Safra, sir, no. Was living single in a city, and Tani Tana Mekamei the Rav of Rav Safra, and someone was teaching this halacha in front of Rav and Rav Safra, and Savu Panav the Rav Safra. Rav Safra got all excited. He said, "Oh, gevaldik!" So Rav said, "No, stop it. Lav kigon mar. It's not talking about you. Ela kigon Rav Chanina Rav Oshia. It's like Rav Chanina Rav Oshia. I mean, he's not talking about someone who was sitting and learning the Beis Medrash all day. I mean, he's talking about, again, obviously, Rav Chanina Rav Oshia were also learning, but what were they doing? They were shoemakers in the land of Eretz Yisrael. And they worked in the marketplace of prostitutes. They were making shoes for prostitutes. That was their parnasa. Okay. And when they went to them, so they would, meaning they would look at them, right, meaning the prostitutes would look at them. But the rabbanim, right, who were making shoes, did not look at them, did not look back at the prostitutes. And apparently it made such a tremendous impact on them that when the prostitutes would swear, they would say, they would swear by the lives of the tzaddikim, the holy rabbis, the holy Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael. It made such an impression. Right, nowadays, you know, you hear stories about rabbis who don't even pick up their eyes to look at women when they come to ask them shilas. So people think they're crazy, that in their mind, like, okay, obviously, God forbid, the women who come to ask Rabbanim shilas are not prostitutes. But the idea of an extra modesty, right, an extra, do you want to stumble, chas v'shalom, to have inappropriate thoughts or lead to inappropriate actions? And nowadays, unfortunately, the shuk is unfortunately filled with Zonos type dress, you know, Rechmon al-Islam, as I'm sure everybody's familiar. So again, this is a real disoyon that people have to deal with, right? And they said that these tzaddi, Rav Chanina, Rav Oshia, but they wouldn't even look at them. So Baruch Hashem, right? They were made such an erosion, made such an impression. Shlosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ohavan Hakadosh Baruch Hu, loves three different types of people, right? There are a lot of people, but that Hashem loves, right? He loves all Jews, but he certainly loves Misha Eino Koes, or Misha Eino Mishtaker, Misha Eino Ma'amid Amidosa, someone who doesn't get angry, someone who doesn't get drunk, and someone who's not particular, right? He doesn't keep a grudge, right? Someone who forgives people for wronging him. Shlosha Kosh Baruch Hu Sonan, and the opposite is true as well, that three people, Kosh Baruch Hu hates three different types of people. Hamadaber Echad Bepev Echad Balev, someone who speaks one way and thinks another way, meaning someone who's a faker. Vayudei Eidus Chavir B'lameid Lo, someone who knows testimony for his friend but does not give, does not testify. Vayroa Dvar Erva B'chavir Omeir Bo Yechidei, and someone who sees some sort of inappropriate behavior by one by his friend, and then made bo yichidi, he testifies by himself. Meaning, he goes to Beis Din and says, "I saw this avera by so and so." The testimony is worthless, right? We need two edim to set up something. One aid is just like lashon hara, I guess. And sure enough, the Gemara tells a story. He had Tuvia Chata, right? A person named Tuvia sinned. Asa Zigud lechude, and Zigud came by himself. The asid bei kamei dera papa, and Zigud came to testify in front of Rav Papa about Tuvia who did Navera. And sure enough, Nagde Lezigud. So Rav Papa gave Malkus to Zigud, the guy who testified, not the guy who sinned. So Malay, and so Zigud said to him, Tuvia Chotav Zigud Menagid. Tuvia is the one who sinned. And Zigud gets Malkus. The Gemara uses this phrase a couple places just to explain, like sometimes, right, to express in bewilderment, like right, Reuven sins and Shimon gets Malkus. But why should that be? Right? That doesn't make any sense. So Amar Leah, Rav Papa said, sure. Dichtiv, the Pasuk says, Lo yakom inecha be'ish. One witness is useless. Vad l'chuda asad be, right? You came testify by yourself. Shem Rabbi Amakam afkevei. All you're doing is saying, you're being Matzi Shemra, or you're saying Lashon Hara, right? All you're doing, that's nothing. You're not accomplishing anything. So he gave Malkus to Zigud. All right, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rav Mutter Lasono, and it's Mutter to hate a person again who does Roar Dvar Erva. You're allowed to hate that person. Shneim as the pasuk says, Kisirech Hamor Sonachar Ravitz Takas Masao. Right, fascinating proof. It says if you see the donkey of a person you hate, kind of crumbling, I guess. Kind of, not able to carry the burden on its back. Right, you should go help him. So Gemara says, "My sone, what is this person? Right, chamor sonacha, the donkey of a person you hate. What kind of person are we hating here? Ilei masone nachri. If you're talking, it's a guy. Iva tanya sone shami sone Yisrael. The Gemara says, "Velo sone nachri." Right, the Bryce says, "No, we're talking about a Jew here." El apit the sone Yisrael. It must be a Jew. Mishari the misne. You're not allowed to hate a Jew. Right, v'chtevo says nasachicha bevavecha. Right, don't hate your brother. Right, ela deika sadi da avedi sura. So what's going on over here? There are witnesses that the guy did an avera, so you can hate that person, right? Because he's not acting like your brother, right? So that's so it's not included, right? He's still a Russia, right? And that's not included in achicha. So kulei alma nami masani sanilei. So but that can't be what we're talking about here, because everybody's got to hate him, right? If you have a Russia gomor, right? Everybody hates him, right? It says chamor sonacha, right? The chamor of your the person that you hate, right? You hate specifically. So Maishnahai, right? If everybody hates this guy, so he's not your hated friend, I don't know, frenemy, I don't know, whatever you call it. So Elolav, okay, I got that must be the chazi be'iu, Dvar Erva, must be the case where you saw him do something that was immoral, and you hate him for that, and therefore you're allowed to hate him. And that, in that case, the pasuk says you should help him with his donkey. Rav Nachman bar Yosef Amar Mitzvah Lasono. No, not only are you allowed to hate him, you must hate him. It's a mitzvah. Shemar Yiras Hashem Sonas Ra. Because if you're a Shemayim, there's someone who hates bad things, hates evil things. Amar Vacha Brei Derav La Ravashi. Ma'ol Amimra Le La Rabbe La Misnei. Are you allowed to tell your teacher? Are you allowed to tell his teacher if you see him doing something bad? So Amalei said to him, "Iyad the Mehem and the Rabbi Kibei Trei by the Lo Lo Leimalei." Well, it's only so then Leimalei, right? Lo Lo Leimalei, right? Again, if you think that he'll be trusted, meaning if he has that relationship with his Rebbe, so then you can tell him. But if not, right? So again, either you're talking about the person reporting, or we're talking about the person who is being reported upon. But meaning if you have that relationship, then that's fine. But otherwise, probably not the best idea. Tanu Rabbanan Lamed Rabbeisa, Shlosha Chayehen Einan Chayim. Three people who live this way are not alive. Meaning, it's not gishmak to be this type of person. Harachmanin V'Araschanin V'Anine Das. People who are merciful, overly merciful. Right? Obviously, that Jews are still Rachmanin, B'nei Rachmaninim. But still, someone who's always thinking about other people, as Rachmanis, as they say, on other people. You always think about other people's tzaris. That's tough, right? You have your own tzaris, but you always think about other people's tzaris. That's rough. Raschanim, people who always get angry, right? You always just feel bad for an angry person, right? His anger is just holding him back, right? Ve'anine das, the people who are very aninos, right? They're people very delicate, is the word, I think. That they're very kind of like fussy, right? Istanis, right? You feel bad for these people because it's hard for them to live, right? They can't deal with, I don't know, drinking water that's not filtered four times, whatever. Life is tough for those people. Remember, Rav Yosef says, "Kuli is newbie," and I was blessed with all three of those issues. Three people hate each other, meaning within a group. Right? Within a group of people, the members of that group hate each other. These are them, the dogs, the chickens, and chabarim. Chabarim is a type of people, meaning it's a nation, that apparently they just hate each other. Okay, meaning each, not that they hate dogs, right? They hate each other, right? All those groups, dogs hate dogs, chickens hate chickens, and chabar, and those people hate each other. Some people say even the prostitutes, right? Mustama, even though the prostitutes, they're competing for the same services. So they hate each other. Some people say, even Tamil Chachamim in Bavel. Rahman al Tzal, what does that mean? So what that means is, as the Gemara says elsewhere, how the way of the Charusas in Bavel versus the Charusas in Eretz Yisrael talk to each other in a different manner. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, they were much more benachas, and in Bavel, they were a lot of fire and brimstone, a lot of yelling, screaming. Right? If you've ever been in a Beis Medrash, and there's some different types of Charusas, right? Everybody knows the Charusas that yells at each other all day. So that's what it means. I mean, not that they mamish hate each other, but they go at each other in learning in a very intense hateful type manner. All right, Tan Rabbanan, one of the Raisa, Shlosha Ohavim Zedze, right? The three people who love each other. Ve'elohena, Gerim, Ve'avadim, Ve'orvim. Gerim, obviously converts, Avadim, and Orvim, and crows as well. Apparently crows are, take care of each other. All right. Arba Ein Hadas, so Vlasan, there are four people who can't, the mind cannot even understand or chop what's going on with them. Meaning people just can't comprehend these people. Ve'eluhein, and these are them. Dal Geye, someone who's poor, but he has gaiva. That makes no sense. Ha'asher Mechadkesh, someone who's rich, but he doesn't, Mechadkesh, he rejects all these financial issues, right? He kind of like a rich cheat, right? Everybody hates, you know, someone who's rich and still cheats. Vizakeh Minayef, an old man who commits adultery, like, what are you doing, right? You're old, right? Uparnes HaMizgaya Latzibur Bechinam, a person who is in charge of the community, but for whatever reason, he takes a gaiva in this, right, for no reason, right? He doesn't have any reason to be Baal Gaiva, but he kind of like, for whatever reason, he's asserting himself, right? No one likes that guy. Some people say, someone who divorces his wife once and a second time, and then he remarries her again. But not everybody says that. I mean, if a Tanakama, so why does the Tanakama not hold like that? People don't understand, like, what's your deal? Either marry her or don't. Like, what, you divorce her once, twice, take her back? How many weddings are we going to go to? So that's some people say. And the Tanakama obviously disagrees and says that people don't necessarily hate, or apparently they can kind of understand that. So why does the Tanakama say that a person that we can understand, someone who divorces his wife once, twice, etc.? So Zelda the Ksuvasa Maruba, because maybe sometimes he just can't pay the Ksuva, so he takes her back. Or maybe they have children, and listen, for the good of the kids, they're going to stay married, right? Even though they themselves are having trouble. Chamisha Dvarim Siva Kanan Es Beno Kanan, right? Again, the OG Kanan, right? Like Kanan, the son of Ham, right? Told his children, and what it means here, that the Rashbam says, it's not that he actually told them to do this, but these are five characteristics of those descendants, of his descendants. Avu Zeze, love each other. Avu Zageze, love thievery. Avuas azima, love inappropriateness, right, and immorality. Sinuas adonechem, hate your masters, about tzedabru emes, and make sure you lie all the time. Shisha dvarim nemer masus, six things we say about a dog, about a horse. Oivis asnus, it loves, again, immorality. Oivis mochama, it loves war. Rucho gasa, it's about gaiva. Mois ashina, it doesn't like sleeping. Ochel harbe, eats too much. Motzi kima, it doesn't go to the bathroom so much, right? It only goes to the bathroom a little bit. V'yesh omrim, I can only imagine, right? What a little bit, if that's a little bit, okay, fine, seder. V'yesh omrim af mevakish larog ba'alav b'muhammad, also tries to kill its owner during war, Right, the stomach is it's apparently unable to control horses during the war. All right, a little bit further. Shiva menudim l'shamayim. Seven people are excommunicated from shamayim. Right, are put in chayrim from shamayim. Elohein. These are them. A Yehudi shein lo isha. Right, a Jew who has no wife. Right, obviously. A person, right? Totally, it's good for a person to be married. If you have a wife, you don't have kids. That was the issue with Aaron Onan, right? Yehuda's sons, right? Who did not have any children, didn't want their wife to didn't want Tamar to lose her beauty. Someone who does have kids, but he doesn't raise them and a Torah take a lifestyle. Someone who doesn't wear tefillin. He doesn't have tzitzis. Right, we used to explain the whole concept of tzitzis and tefillin is right. Like, it's like wearing God's uniform. Right, like everybody's got a uniform. Right, the postal worker, the NBA player, everybody's got a uniform. So this is God, a Jew's uniform. Is his tzitzis and his tefillin. Mezuzah, the episcopal person who does not have a mezuzah, hamanam and alim miraglev, someone who doesn't wear shoes on his feet. Apparently that was very degrading back in the day. Some people say af misha ein mesiv b'chamura shal mitzvah, people who don't go to a sudas mitzvah, right? People, right? Because let's be serious, right? Sudas mitzvah is a geshmak, it's an enjoyable experience, and yet you're still not doing that. Like, how many mitzvahs are there? I mean, there are a lot of them, but like, come on, this is a mitzvah, and you get to enjoy yourself, and you're still not going. So, okay, that already Kosh Baruch Hu is quote unquote excommunicates and puts him in Mecheret. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go weiter in the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. We'll get to start the sugyas about the Leil HaSeder. We touched upon it before, but now we really get into it. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.